Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Yes, gang, here we go again on another mirth and music cruise aboard the Good Ship Mail Call. And stepping out on the bridge, ready to signal anchors away, is our skipper for tonight. Here she is, our curvaceous and captivating captain, Chillie Williams.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard. We've got more stars sailing with us tonight than you can see through a 200-inch telescope. And I'm here to tell you that they're all anxious to entertain to pay for their passage. A musical group is going to start us off, a group that's high on your list of favorites. It's the Three Sons. Well, Three Sons, the good ship is sailing right along. Well, we have a very famous pianist sailing with us tonight, kids, and he just told me that he was quite a talented teacher, too. Right now, he's standing near the orchestra with Ken Carpenter. And before he gets away, I'm going to call on him for some entertainment. It's the unmelancholy Dane himself, Victor Borge.
Victor...
Yes, Ken?
I overheard what you said, and I'd kind of like to play the piano.
Well, the first thing that is required is a soft touch.
Hmm?
Have you got a soft touch?
Well, I'd hardly call working for the old groaner a soft touch.
I mean a soft touch with the fingers.
Oh, the fingers. Well, I got that. I used to work the night shift back on the farm.
The farm? Hey, what's that got to do with a soft touch?
Well, I had to milk the cows without waking them up.
Well, Ken, I learned to play the piano by a very easy method, and I can teach anybody with common sense how to play in 5 minutes.
You can teach anybody with common sense how to play the piano in 5 minutes?
Exactly.
What about me?
10 minutes. Of course, that's with both hands.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I guarantee you can play anything you want to. The first thing you need is a piano stool. That is very important.
Well, I never knew that the stool was the important thing when you learn how to play the piano.
All right, if you want to sit on the floor, it's all right with me. Then, of course, you need a piano. Next, you need... Say, how many fingers have you got?
On both hands?
Sure.
Let's see. Wait.
One at a time.
One, two, three, ten.
Good. That's exactly the same as Paderewski. You'll be a wonderful pianist. Yeah. Now I'll go over to the piano and teach you how to play.
All right, it's right over there.
I'll walk along.
First... I would like to explain the piano to you. This is the keyboard. This piano has 88 keys. Half of them are black and half of them are white. In other words, there are 44 black and 22 white.
What about the other 22?
The other 22 are a little yellow with age. That makes it 88. Now, as a matter of fact, this piano has 89 keys.
What's the other key for?
To lock the piano. Well, as a matter of fact, it comes in very handy. It also opens the washroom. Now, here is the scale. And This is the same scale backwards. Now, this is do. That is the most important note of them all. Because without do, you can't even buy a piano. Do. This is re. Do, re. You know what this is?
Well, sure, that's me.
No, that was me, but that doesn't make any difference. No. It's your first lesson, and I'll forgive you.
All right.
Now, you have a little piano over there.
Yes,
will
I
you,
have it right here.
Please play this little note here.
That note?
That note, please. That sounds good. You have a good touch.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't wake up the cows now. This note is very important because with that you can begin any piece of music you want.
You can?
You begin anything you want.
All right, I'll try.
See?
Good.
Very simple. Now, this is very important, too. This chord. Can you play
chord.
That?
Oh, I'll try it. See.
Good chord, good chord. Terrific. Now, that is the end of every piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can begin and you can end every mm-hmm. piece of music. We will try this one.
All right.
I'll play something very difficult,
yeah.
I think, and then you end it for me.
Right.
Terrific. Well, this was very important. Now, of course, we have the middle.
Hmm. You'll teach that to me now.
That I will teach you now. It is a little difficult,
yeah.
But as this is your first lesson, I shall take the middle for you.
All right, fine.
You take the beginning and the end. Now, oh, by the way, can you, can you count?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Oh, up to 1,000.
That's terrific. All you need is 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. Now, Kent, will you play this? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'll try it. That's kind of tough. I'll try
it.
1, 2. That it?
That's terrific.
That's all I have to do?
Yeah, it sounds a little dull, but we'll sharpen it up, you know, when we play it together. Now, here I'll show you what I'm going to play. That's all.
And I do all the rest.
You do all the
okay,
rest.
Fine.
Now, ready?
Yes.
Set. Go.
That was swell, Victor. You're an excellent teacher, and Ken, you're an excellent pupil. But now, Victor, it's time to get serious and give us your wonderful interpretation of Grieg's Norwegian Rhapsody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Victor Borga. Well, I've got a letter here, kids, signed by Corporal Bill Freeman. And from what I gather, Bill is the spokesman for his whole engineer utility outfit over at APO 244. The letter reads something like this. We want you, Chili, to engage in a short conversation with a pseudo-friend and end it with a sigh. Please and pretty please. And if that didn't work, pretty please with sugar on it. Well, the request is unusual, but it shall be answered. Because right now, I'm on the ship-to-shore telephone, and if everything goes all right, I'll contact an actor friend of mine who I hope will help me fill this request. Well, the shore operator is ringing the number of Hamlet Van Romeo, and if he's home, we'll soon have Bill Freeman's request answered.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
This is Hamlet Van Romeo's residence. This is Wong, the butler, speaking.
Oh, this is Chili Williams. Could I speak to Mr. Hamlet, please?
Just one moment, Missy.
Gee, I hope he consents to do this scene with me.
Hello. This is Hamlet Van Romeo speaking.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hamlet. This is Chili Williams.
Chili Williams? Oh, yes, the polka dot girl.
That's right. And, Mr. Romeo, I was wondering if you would play a scene with me over the telephone. You see, it'll be broadcast to the servicemen in the hospitals and overseas.
What kind of scene, Miss Williams?
A love scene. You see, I'll say to you, I love you, Hamlet. Do you love me, too?
I see. And then what do I answer?
You answer, yes, Chili, I do love you. And after that, I'll answer a very important request and sigh for Bill Freeman and all his pals.
Very well, I think I understand.
That's fine. And I hope doing this scene over the telephone won't upset you.
Oh, my dear Miss Williams, I never become upset when I'm doing a scene. I have trod the boards for over 20 years and never yet missed a cue. The play has always gone on. Despite torrential rains and thunder,
yes,
despite the blasts of sub-zero blizzard, earthquakes have failed to stop I, Hamlet Van Romeo, from emoting until the final curtain drops.
Yes, I understand, Hamlet, but now could we do the scene?
Just one moment while I get into the mood. Very well, Miss Williams, I'm quite ready.
Oh, Hamlet, I love you. I love you so very much. Make my heart sing, Hamlet, and say you love me, too.
Yes, Chili. I love you, too, with all my heart.
Oh, Hamlet. Thank you, and thank you, Hamlet. Hamlet? Hamlet, answer me!
So sorry, miss. He no can talk. Mr. Hamlet has fainted.
And now that the mail has been taken care of, here's the three sons back again with heartaches. Artie Dunn sings. Okay, boys.
Heartaches, my loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches for you. My heart aches for you.
Thank you, Three Sons. Your music is always welcome on Mail Call. Now, kids, I'm going to turn the show over to two very capable showmen, Dennis Day and Jack Benny. Jack and Dennis have something cooking. As a matter of fact, it's some sort of deal involving another request and a beautiful glamour girl from Hollywood. Let's see what's going on.
Now, men, we were supposed to answer a request for one of Hollywood's most glamorous actresses, but unfortunately, she hasn't shown up yet. I don't know just what to do about it, but, well, she's not here, and, gee, I...
Nice ad-libbing, kid. That's keeping the show rolling right along, you know what I mean?
Well, gosh, Mr. Benny, Rita Hayworth was supposed to be here, but she's been delayed at the studio. I had Columbia Pictures on the phone a little while ago, but I couldn't get anywhere with them.
Now, hand me that phone, kid. Maybe I can help you out. You know, it's one thing when Dennis Day calls a studio, another when they hear the name Jack Benny.
Good afternoon, Columbia.
Columbia Pictures?
It ain't the river where the salmon goes to spawn.
Don't be so fresh. I'd like to talk to Rita Hayworth.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to disturb her. She's on the set.
It'll be perfectly all right. I'm a friend of hers. This is Jack Benny.
Whose friend did you say you were?
Jack Benny's. I mean, I'm Jack Benny. I'm nobody's friend. I mean, I'm a friend of Jack Hayworth's. Rita Hayworth.
Oh, you're Jack Benny.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm sorry I infringed on your nickel.
Thanks.
One moment, please.
I'm a fine operator. I'd have gotten better service if I dialed a coffee grinder.
Stage three.
I'd like to speak to Miss Hayworth, please.
Okay, I'll, would you hold the line a minute? She's going to shoot a scene right now.
I'll wait.
Quiet, everybody, quiet. We're rolling.
I wonder how long I'll have to...
All right, Miss Hayworth, start talking as you open the door. Action.
Oh, Robert. Robert, darling.
What an actress. What pathos.
Robert, my love.
What feeling. Who's Robert?
Oh, Robert, darling, it's been so long since I've seen you. Kiss me, Robert. Don't speak, just kiss me.
Gee.
Kiss me again, darling.
Oh, boy, that was a long one.
Robert, kiss me again to make up for all the time we've been separated. Oh, my darling, once more.
Cut. Very good, Miss Hayworth. Very good.
Miss Hayworth, you're wanted on the phone.
Oh, thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello, who is this calling, please? Tell me, who's calling?
I can't. My lips are stuck in the mouthpiece. I said, I... It's all right now. Rita, I'd like to ask you a little favor. Would you,
Just a minute. Who is this?
Can't you guess?
Well, really, I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh, come on, guess.
Well...
Now, I'll give you a hint. Who used to have the dressing room next to yours over at Warner Brothers?
Oh, hello, Ingrid.
Ingrid, I'm not Ingrid Bergman. Although I've had plenty of people spellbound. Look, Ingrid's dressing room was on one side of yours. Now, who was on the other side?
That was the washroom.
Only part of it. Well, by the way, Rita, what is this request you're answering?
Oh, the one that wanted me to kiss the most bashful man in Hollywood? I assume that's Dennis Day.
Oh, the most bashful... I see. Well, make it as fast as you can, will you, Rita?
Okay, Jack. See you soon.
Well, I fixed that for you, kid. Rita Hayworth will be over any minute.
She will? Gosh, is my tie on straight? Is my suit pressed? Is my hair combed?
My tie on straight? Is my suit pressed? What are you, a baby? I thought the Navy made a man out of you.
But gee, Rita Hayworth.
Gee, Rita Hayworth. What has Rita Hayworth got?
You mean that I wouldn't cheerfully die for?
That's the wrong attitude. Women are just men's playthings. You should think... Dennis, you should think of a woman as nothing but a toy to enjoy for a while.
Really?
Certainly.
Dear Santa Claus...
No, Dennis, you'll never get anywhere with women unless you're sophisticated and suave. When Rita gets here, you've got to act cool, aloof. If you're bashful, you'll get nowhere with her.
I won't?
Of course not. Remember, you're cool and aloof.
Well, all right, Mr. Benny, if you say so.
Come in. Well, Rita Hayworth.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Rita.
How are you, Dennis?
Cool and aloof, thank you.
Yes, Rita, you're looking at a new Dennis Day. He's a man of the world now. Girl at every port. Suave, sophisticated, dangerous.
Dennis, is this true?
Gee, I hope so.
You ought to see this kid's address book. What phone numbers? Wow.
I've got it right here in my pocket. Look, here's an interesting number. Bradshaw 12345.
Who is that?
I don't know, but isn't it an interesting number?
What a sense of humor. This boy's getting to be a real devil.
Look, Jack, you're just angling for a kiss. I came down here to answer a request to kiss Dennis Day, and that's just what I'm going to do.
You're
going
to kiss me? Gee whiz. Gosh. Golly.
Those are my lines.
Now, pucker up, Dennis.
This is awful. I refuse to be a witness to this disgraceful exhibition. I'm nobody's second fiddle.
What are you going to do, Mr. Benny?
Wait till I say that. I'm nobody's second fiddle.
Oh. What are you going to do, Mr. Benny?
I got plenty I can do. Hand me that phone. Hello, operator. Operator, I want Bradshaw 12345. Say, who can tell? It might even be a redhead.
That was wonderful, Jack Benny, Dennis Day, and Rita Hayworth. But not so fast there, Dennis. You can't get away until you sing a song. So take over, boy. We're right with you.
Was the last time I saw you, the last time, or can I hope to hold you once more? Have made you doubt me, one to live without me, loving me no more. From the first time I saw you, I loved you, and to me, darling, you were. I saw you the last time, or will you give love one more chance? Have made you doubt me, want to live without me, loving me no more. From the first time I saw you, I loved you, and to me, darling, you are romance. Was
That just about completes this cruise, gang. But don't forget, we'll be sailing again next week with more music and laughter from America. Try to be aboard, will you? Until then, this is your skipper, Chili Williams, saying so long and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secured. Signatures on tonight's log include Rita Hayworth, Jack Benny, Dennis Day, Victor Borga, Ken Carpenter, the three sons, and your beautiful skipper, Chili Williams. Another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear... This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.